Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
It's Hoffman's show. We're on the team at 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the team 980. The Thunder are your NBA champions, but that was not the only story in the NBA yesterday with the Kevin Durant trade. Man, what a day for Kevin Durant, of all people, to be traded on the day that the Oklahoma City Thunder win the NBA championship. Durant now on his, what is this, team five, Anthony?
Yes, sir.
He was Thunder, Warriors, Nets, Suns, Rockets. Also, there's an incredible Venn diagram to be made of the teams that Russ, Harden, and Durant have played for.
They're all the same teams, right?
Well, you've got in the middle, Thunder and Rockets. For Thunder and Rockets for all three. Russ and Harden have the combo of the Clippers. Durant and Harden have the combo of Nets and Rockets. Well, no, Rockets are in the middle. Durant has Nets. There's one more. Because they all played for the Rockets. Did Durant and Harden ever play anywhere else together?
No, they just played with each other in Brooklyn.
But they didn't play on the same team separately. No, okay. But yeah, so there's like dots. There's not a team that just Durant and Westbrook have played for. But yeah, there's a lot of crossover, to say the least.
Who did Harden play for?
That Harden played for...
No, Russ has a team that they didn't play for. The Wizards. Well,
Russ has a couple. They've all got their own unique ones, right? Like, nobody else has played for the Warriors yet. Feels like, watch Russ wind up like on the Warriors or something. Durant's got the Warriors, but his other four teams all had crossover?
Yeah.
Then Westbrook has the Nuggets and the Wizards and the Lakers all to himself. And then Harden's actually played for the fewest teams. Oh, right, the Sixers.
Just had the Sixers to him, so.
Forgot about them. So there's that. Yeah. Anyway, Kevin Durant's going to be a Rocket. I think this move is really smart for the Rockets because of the price. 5 second-round picks is a lot of second-round picks, but they're second-round picks. And then you give up Jalen Green, who they were clearly done with. And then... you don't give up Reed Sheppard, who's the third overall pick in last year's draft. You don't give up Tari Eason, who's a good young player. Obviously, Amen Thompson was untouchable. Şengün, untouchable. And you've got, all of a sudden, some really good defenders, a potentially great offense with Van Vliet, Durant, and Şengün, and especially if Thompson develops offensively. And in a Western Conference that is deep, but open to the extent that it can be open considering how good Oklahoma City is. I think the Rockets like are probably the second best team in the NBA next year. Now, do I... Oh, and the other thing I like about this, because it wouldn't be me if I didn't say this, is getting rid of Dylan Brooks at this point. I think Dylan Brooks elevates your floor a certain extent. There's a certain very specific kind of toughness that I hate that he brings. He doesn't tolerate crap from other people, which is like a useful thing to have around some young players. I also don't think it's a coincidence that every team that Dylan Brooks has been on, there's been some implosion. And so getting rid of Brooks as Durant comes in does two things. One, it gets rid of Dylan Brooks. And two, it opens up minutes for the two guards that they need to get minutes for, specifically Reed Shepard, who now gives you another shooting option on the floor. And so in lineups where it's some of your backups, some of your young guys, guys like Amen Thompson and Reed Shepard can play together. Thompson helps you not be a nightmare defensively because he's one of the best defenders in the NBA already. In year three for him next year. And Shepard obviously is someone we expect to have some level of struggle at the NBA level defensively because he's a smaller guard. He's only like 6'3", but trying to play like a two guard, but he can hopefully, you know, guard ones and, you know, Thompson can handle the ball a decent amount and Durant will handle the ball. And it's just, how do you play Van Vliet and Shepard together? That's the tough one. And so I think it opens up minutes for some guys that needed minutes available. It gets rid of a guy who I think ultimately is a net negative, and you get Kevin Durant. And that seems useful. And San Antonio doesn't get Kevin Durant, which even though in the long term, I think it's probably right for San Antonio to keep their powder dry and play a longer game with Wemby. If you're Houston and you're thinking about a championship window soon, either you're trying to win one because you were the 2 seed last year without Kevin Durant, with San Antonio having Durant, and you have to go through them, or you have Durant, and now you're the team with Durant.
Yeah, I think the Jalen Green departure does kind of suck, but I also understand it. I'm a big fan of Jalen Green. I got to cover this guy in high school, so that's why I'm a little biased. But I also understand it. Like, this guy scoring 5 points. I mean, struggling against the Warriors in their series where he had 5 games where he's, you know, held to single digits. I think that's a little concerning because it shows that, you know, you're not ready for the moment. But I think if he had gone out there performing, I don't think we'd be having this discussion. So I think them moving on from Jalen Green was probably in their best, you know, in their best situation just because of the window that they are currently in.
They had to give up something, and the 10th pick is not nothing to give up. Uh-huh. Phoenix is very much looking at that pick as like, oh, this is how we, this is a rebuild piece for us. But also, like, on the Phoenix end of it, man, I know trading Devin Booker is hard because ultimately, like, what you're trying to do is get the next Devin Booker in a trade, but like, Devin Booker's 28 years old.
I'm not moving off him, Greg.
But, like, how are they going to get a core around him in the next couple of years? Like, I like Devin Booker as a dude, as, like, when I say a dude, like, as a teammate, as someone to play off of, as a player. More, like, he's better than Beal ever was here. But I would be scared if I was Phoenix to... that I'm repeating what Washington did with Beal. Now, don't give him a no-trade clause in his next contract. That can be helpful. But if you are loyal to your guy, which is an admirable trait, and like, I get fans would be mad. And again, like, Booker's awesome. You can trade him now and get a Paul George-esque Oklahoma City return. Or you can hold on to him. And how, like, what's your path to build around him? That would be my question.
I don't think he's the same caliber player as Bradley Beal.
No, of course he's not. Like, Beal would have gotten a lot had they traded him And, you know, the administration at the time decided not to. That is what it is. It's water under the bridge. Or it's, you know, it's in the past. I'm just saying as an example, and there's other teams that you could point to too, but like we're in DC, so this is the example. I would just be concerned of like, are you being real with yourself? What is the path to surrounding Devin Booker with what he needs to compete again at a championship level? And if you don't have a path while he's in his prime, the extremely painful but responsible thing to do is to trade him. And actually, I will tell you, the NBA championship was just won based off of a decision like that. If you don't know exactly what I'm talking about immediately, I will tell you what I mean next. But first, the latest from the world of women's sports presented to you by Wawa Chicken, how you want it. Wawa with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Our weekend in review, including Anthony and I being at a game yesterday together, even though Anthony never told me he was there. That's coming up at 6:30. You did that.
I did.
It's a thing you're going to have to own, sir. But we're talking about the Suns and how like they are now in a really tough spot. And again, not trading Devin Booker is an easy decision because he's Devin Booker and he's awesome. And you live for players like Devin Booker, a guy that is probably good enough at his best to be very close to. If you have someone, let's say he's the 8th or 9th best player in the league. If you have the 10th or 11th best, Devin Booker could technically be the best player on a championship team. Like, he's really, really good. But what avenue do the Phoenix Suns have with very limited draft capital to get the 10th or 11th best player in the league? They have now the 10th overall pick in this draft. And let's say they hit on that at an outrageously high rate. But is that guy going to be ready? Even if, let's say, they draft a 19-year-old and he's ready in 3 years and he just is awesome. Devin Booker is now 31 because Devin Booker is currently 28. And this is a very similar situation to what the Wizards were in with Bradley Beal, who decided not to trade him at the time and then signed him to a new contract and then traded him, which ironically now he's in Phoenix. But it's also very similar to where the Oklahoma City Thunder were with Russell Westbrook. So Russell Westbrook in 2019 was still one of the 10 best players in the NBA, probably. Not quite I'm the best player on a championship team, but like had won an MVP, was awesome. And he meant so much to that city. In his final year in Oklahoma City, he averaged a triple-double. He was 22.9 points, 10.7 assists, 11.1 rebounds a game, which is just an absolutely absurd guard rebounding season. He actually beat it 2 years later when he averaged his triple-double with the Wizards. But he was a third-team All-NBA player, an All-Star. He finished 10th in MVP voting, and it was his age 30 season. So he was a couple of years older than Booker. But they traded him to the Rockets. The Thunder received Chris Paul, with two seasons remaining on his contract, a 2021 pick swap, which didn't happen because it was top four protected, a top 20 or a 2024 top four protected pick, which did materialize as OKC had Houston's pick last year and took Nikola Topic, a 2025 pick swap, top 10 protected, and there's still a 2026 top four protected pick. So the Thunder will get the Thunder will get Houston's pick next year, barring something truly bizarre happening. And obviously we know that eventually they flipped Chris Paul to the Suns. The Thunder in that trade received Ty Jerome, Kelly Oubre Jr., and in Oubre was traded to the Warriors with a pick that was paired with another pick. Also, the pick that came back in that turned into Aaron Wiggins. They had a couple other guys in that deal that didn't really pan out into a whole lot. And then they still have another 2027 first-round pick that's still to come for what they traded Chris Paul for. But also, Chris Paul was an essential mentor to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And they treated Chris Paul really well. Chris Paul is very, very fond of the Oklahoma City Thunder organization. And I don't think SGA becomes SGA without that year with CP3. And so this is the problem, I think, if you're Phoenix, is even if, like, one, the return you're going to get for Booker is way more than the Thunder we're going to get for Westbrook. Way more. So that's part of it. He's younger, and you're not trying to get Chris Paul, who was still very good at the time, back. You're probably trying to get draft capital back. So you're looking at teams that are like, hey, 5-6. Like, can I get 5 or 6 draft picks out of this, even if I have to get multiple teams involved? But two, like, can you get back something a la the Paul George trade, where do you identify a young player somewhere else where you're like, we'll give you Devin Booker now? Like, here's a trade that's not going to happen, because I think the 76ers know who Tyrese Maxey is, and they are looking at the Maxey timeline more than the Embiid timeline, is like some of the reporting and vibes out of Philly now. But for instance, if I was Phoenix, I would call Philly and be like, Booker for Maxey. This gives you a legit chance to win a title with Embiid. Because Booker I love Tyrese Maxey. And if I was, to be clear, if I was Philly, I wouldn't do this. I would just be like, we're going to roll with Maxey. But it would give you a theoretical better chance to win right now with Embiid and Paul George. Like, a Paul George, Devin Booker, Joel Embiid, like, that's a pretty nasty big three. Two-way players. Booker's an incredible scorer. Like, I could do some damage. But, like, Maxey's too far down the road where Shai was still an unknown. That's what I'd be trying to do if I was Phoenix. Is I'm either trying to get, like, 7 draft picks or a guy that I'm pretty sure is going to be a star plus, like, 4 draft picks, and just saying, we have the 10 pick this year, we're going to get all those, and we're going to try to move forward. Because I just don't know how they get what they need to pair with Booker, because they have given up. They gave up so much for Durant. They didn't get as much back for Durant as they gave up. They're not going to get... They're probably going to have to attach... In fact, I would guarantee they have to attach draft capital to Beal to unload him. He is a negative asset contractually. So if you're them, like, would you still just say we're not trading Devin Booker and put your foot in the sand, or would you start taking calls?
I mean, they probably would have the conversation with D-Book and ask him. I think they would be in the corner of whatever the player's desire is in that situation. But also, I understand, like, the point where you're saying you're looking at the timeline, you know, building around this guy. And in my mind, and he might be an anomaly, but Kobe Bean Bryant, after Shaq left, and they had to essentially revamp that entire team.
He was like 24.
That was a long time ago. But I'm just saying that, like, even if you look at, you know, the teams that he was on with, like, the Smush Parkers of the world and the, you know, they had some of the worst starting lineups ever.
And you got to remember, Kobe won 3 titles before he was 24 years old.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like,
he was also, like, a top 5 MVP candidate by then. Booker's not that. Like, he's great, but he's not that. I mean, 2000, what was the last year? It was the 04 Pistons. So the 03 title team.
Uh-huh.
04, they got crushed. So the 04-05 season is Kobe's first without Shaq. That's his age 26 season.
And D-Book is 28.
Yeah, that's 2 years at that point is a pretty significant difference.
Okay.
And also, I'd have to go back and look at, like, what... One, it's a different league in terms of the ways you can move and acquire players. But I'd have to go back and look at the draft assets that the Lakers had going into the 2004-2005 offseason.
But still, you don't think they would, you know, talk to D-Book before, you know, trying to make a move like that?
I mean, you have to an extent. But at the same time, like, it still doesn't answer the question of, like, how do you get someone to play? Like, how do you win a championship with Devin Booker in Phoenix, given the fact that your 2026 first round pick is a pick swap with Washington? So if you are now, you might wind up being okay. There's also, God, this is super, super complicated. But, like, you have a potential pick swap with Washington. You have, although Washington's probably going to be in top 10 this year, so, like, that's probably not fine. 2027, you do have an extra pick in 2027, so that's helpful. 2028 is a top 8 protected pick. 2029, you have a pick swap with Houston. 2029, you also have some pick swap stuff with Utah, Cleveland, or Minnesota. 2030 is a pick swap with Washington, which Washington certainly hoping is by then, like, they're really good, obviously. So outgoing draft capital, 2025 to Houston, 2026 pick swap with Washington, which also means, like, the thing is with these pick swaps is it also means you can't trade the pick unless you work out the protections and how it goes. Like, a less favorable of situation. It just makes it harder to move, so it's not even about just having the asset. 2027, their pick is with Houston. 2028, their pick is with Brooklyn, New York, or Washington. 2029, Houston pick swap. 2030, Washington pick swap. 2031, Utah has it. What are you trading?
Nothing.
And it's not, their roster doesn't have dudes on it. So, I feel bad for Suns fans. They deserve better. But this is what you get when you have a crappy owner. And I don't think their owner has done a good job owning. Put it that way. All right. When we get back, Mystics, what a win they had yesterday. We'll talk about it as part of our weekend in review here on the Team 980.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. We're actually going to do, so during football season, we do What Else Happened This Weekend on Tuesdays. And we're going to do our weekend in review, What Else Happened This Weekend on Tuesday this week. We have some great NBA final sound for real things, but it's a listener text the show, or someone who's listening text the show. Text Anthony specifically with an unbelievable hypothetical trade in the break. So, ladies and gentlemen, I need the trade machine, because the other part I just thought of that I need to do is be able to run the actual numbers here to see how this is going to work. But we're talking about the Suns and like what they should do with Devin Booker in lieu of the Kevin Durant trade. And my thing is, I don't know how you build a winner around. So currently, right, they've got Beal, Booker, Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, Grayson Allen, Royce O'Neal, Cody Martin, Micic, Nick Richards, Ryan Dunn, and Oso Ighodaro. So the other problem with this that's going to be really freaking hard, and this is where, like, we're going to lose fun on this so quickly. They're a second apron team, which means they've got to literally dollar for dollar match what happens in a trade. But let's see if we can do it. Devin Booker is going to make $53 million next year. So we would need to get a $53 million in salary back to the Phoenix Suns, along with draft capital from the San Antonio Spurs, who would be trading as the centerpiece of this deal, the number two overall pick in this draft, and thus the rights for Dylan Harper. So they're a second apron team before the trade, which I believe means they have to be able to do this. The Sun or the Spurs are an over the cap non-tax team, so they can probably take in some salary. Let me see what happens. So if I just do straight up, the number two pick for Devin Booker, where the heck is the try trade? So the trade fails because roster and financial. Spurs are unable to complete the trade since they are now an over the apron team. They're only to take back 100% of the salary they are sending out plus $0. So we have to now match the salaries here, which is really freaking hard. So let's see if we can do it though. So from the roster, we need, would you trade De'Aaron Fox? Probably not. The whole point, if you're requiring Devin Booker, is we're trying to win a championship now.
Yeah.
So Devin Vassell becomes helpful because he's $27 million. So we can get him in the trade.
Okay.
Then Harrison Barnes, so sorry, you are trade bait here as well. So now we're at 53 out on one side, 46 on the other.
Oh. Dean throwing like a young player maybe.
So here's the hard part. Are you willing to give up Jeremy Sochan?
Or Devin Booker?
Yeah, I think I would do it too.
Yeah.
Luckily, that gets you basically even. You're at 53 million and 53.1. The problem is, I think you have to do it literally exactly. Which also means, like,
can you add cash compensation?
I think it's got to be dollar for dollar.
God dang.
So if we have Malachi Branham over here and Nick Richards over here. Oh, that's 58 and 58.1. Dang it. You could figure out how to maybe make the math work.
Yeah.
But then, okay, now also we need San Antonio. Maybe we take this 2027 Atlanta pick with no protections and we'll throw it in there. So trade to Suns. So now we've got Devin Booker and Nick Richards for Devin Vassell, Harrison Barnes, Jeremy Sochan, Branham, the second pick this year, and the Hawks' first-round pick next year. We try this trade. It fails because the rosters don't work. There's team options that have to be exercised. There's a bunch of stuff. But like, this is kind of the, this is actually a great exercise in like why this is so hard. This used to be easier. They created the first and the second apron because basically because of Beal and Booker combined making $100 million or $106 million plus some of the other contracts they have. The Suns are in a terrible pickle of cap hell, making it really hard to make trades. And that kills a very fun hypothetical of like, so let's back up for a second. Let's just have the fun part. Would you trade the second overall pick if you're San Antonio for Devin Booker? So you're San Antonio.
Hell yeah.
I think I would too. I think Dylan Harper could be really good, and the idea of him and Wembanyama together in the long term is fun. But I think are we good enough to win this year if we have Devin Booker, Victor Wembanyama, and some of the other pieces that De'Aaron Fox, some of the other pieces that we have, Steph Castle, we'll make it work. We'll make it work. And then in the long term, and then also, by the way, like the Dylan Harper, De'Aaron Fox, Steph Castle backcourt logjam, now you don't have to worry about it. There is a fit issue, as great as a lot of people think Harper could be. If you're the Suns, are you doing it?
Straight up, I mean, if I can get a little bit more, I would, but
straight up two for Booker, no, I'm not doing it. You give me Booker, if it's Booker for, like, Booker should get like five first rounders, but if one of them is the number two overall pick right now in a draft where you're pretty sure that player is going to be really good, I think that brings the price down. Because often these trades, it's like, oh, it's five first round picks. Yeah, but we're giving you an all-star who's going to be awesome. Like you're giving us five late firsts. This is not the case. You're getting the number two pick right now. So maybe it's three firsts, something like that, including this year. Or it's like a first plus Sohan, or like two plus another pick plus Sohan. Something with some of the young players. That would be interesting. But that's the kind of framework for a deal that I feel like I would be looking for. That's a great hypothetical.
It is.
I just was instantly, like right before we came back, I was like, oh, let me pull up the trade machine. Ooh, yikes. Yikes. So we've entered second apron season, Anthony. Actually, we've entered NBA draft season. We'll do more on the draft tomorrow. We read a little bit and reacted to some of David Aldridge's NBA draft confidential last week on the guards. What about the forwards in the centers in this draft? We'll take a look at some of them over the next 2 days, and then we'll be live from Wizards draft headquarters on Wednesday ahead of the first round of the NBA draft, which will air with Linnell Willingham right here on the Team 980. When we get back, an NBA Finals edition of Real Things Real People Said in Real Microphones. Wrap it up here on the Hoffman Show. Team 980 always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. And we're running out of time. Let's get right to it. It's time for Real Things Real People Said in Real Microphones.
Real things.
We're not going to be served this year.
Real people.
5-11. Not very good.
Said into real microphones.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
Sounds like I just sent us into like the multiverse. House. Sometimes computers have a mind of their own, man. I don't know what to tell you. All right, real things time, NBA Finals edition. And, you know, sometimes you get kind of drunk players after a game and you get really funny quotes. We'll see what happens at the parade if we get drunk. You know, real things on a parade day is always a good time. But this is a young team, man, and they're just a lot more chill. It's a different generation of player as well. You know, they didn't necessarily have the old heads walking around that – I've been waiting forever to let it go. And so you have stuff like this. Jalen Williams, J-Dub, having his literal first ever drink. And it was champagne to celebrate winning an NBA championship.
So now that you got the outcome that you wanted, are you able to sort of process like where you are in this time in history?
Nope.
No, not at all. I actually just had my first drink, so I'm like working on that. I think in a couple days I'll be able to like come back down to earth a little bit. But right now I'm just trying to enjoy the moment. God's been extremely good to me. So I've definitely felt that. Like coming off the court, just a lot of trials. And
His first drink, the NBA champagne. Oh, he's like, I'm trying to deal with that. So he's first ever feeling of like, whoa, my head's a little fuzzy. This is different.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, to be honest, I guess I was sort of kind of like this guy in terms of never like drinking until I found out I wasn't going to be a professional athlete. So then that's when.
I also think alcohol just, this is like crazy to, you know, if you're above 30, especially I think above 40, nevertheless in your 50s and 60s, like alcohol's not as popular as it used to be. Now there's a lot of people still don't go out and drink. Like, but like it's, the idea that people just like drink as casually or recklessly, depending on how you want to look at it, as they used to. And I think the research, especially amongst athletes, into what it does to your body and frankly, the availability of marijuana as an alternative that doesn't do some of that stuff to your body, I think has, not that there, it doesn't do other things to your body, but I just don't think this generation specifically of athletes, but even of people, drinks as much as previous generations. You would know better than me as a younger person, Anthony.
I mean, well, athletes know. I think, I think athletes know. I feel like as long as like you're still like trying to perfect your craft, you're not drinking as much.
Just some of the social stigma is gone of like not drinking.
Nah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe the people I hang around, like, a lot of them drink.
Oh, okay. I hang around a bunch of nerds.
They socially drink, though. It's like, I guess you go outside, you get a drink.
Yeah, but like if you don't drink, whatever. This is not a fair conversation. I mean, it's a fun on-air conversation for a different day, but we are running out of time, and I want to play this more amazing J-Dub sound. This was Scott Van Pelt last night.
What has been most satisfying that you gave this team along the way, that when you look back on it, when you're old and washed like me, you're like, you know, I did that. Is there one thing that you'll take great satisfaction in from this run?
Nothing's more precious than time, I think. And I think when...
That's so true, man.
Just giving the team my time and them giving me theirs. We've had team dinners after we've lost. We've had... plane don't take off till 4 a.m. and we sit on the runway, like all those like cool times where we were present with each other and like had fun, played Blu-ray on the plane, Uno, listen to music together, like all that stuff. I'm happy that I did that with this team. I think that's why we were so good. Like all the off the court stuff is stuff that I'll remember. And when it comes to like time, it's like, yeah, just spending extra hours with each other. Like me and Chet used to like go in the hotel and like watch film on like our pick and rolls when he was coming back. Like that's the stuff I remember from this run more than like, I can't even remember what happened our last series. So it's like, those are always moments that stick out to me.
Well, you shared your time with me throughout this, and for that I'm grateful. I enjoyed a chance to get to know you a little bit, and I look forward to doing it again somewhere down the road.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I mean this as a compliment, Anthony. Jalen Williams is 1,000 years old.
Nah, that was a hell of a quote.
As someone who's also 1,000 years old, like I have so much appreciation for that perspective. He just gets it. And I think this is a group of guys that gets it. And while they're also very talented basketball players, that's why they're NBA champions. We'll see you tomorrow on the Hoffman Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.